Proclamation number 8338, dated the November 25th, 1962. God will implement His act of salvation. Nothing will prevent me from implementing my eternal plan of salvation, for my love and wisdom have realized from the start when it is necessary to manifest my power, to restructure my work of creation called Earth by virtue of my might, and this time will be adhered to, for that which I realize to be necessary will also be carried out by me. For people's low spiritual level necessitates this change, since it almost cannot be surpassed anymore, and thus the day which was designated for eternity is not far away anymore. All that needs to be done now is to provide people with the greatest possible help so that those who accept it will still be saved. Yet no one should think that he can persuade me to abandon my eternal plan of salvation, although I will always grant heartfelt prayers, as I have promised. But you should not pray for the prevention of the last judgment on this earth, because this act is purely an act of love on my part, and you should never prevent me in my activity of love. For I know that a complete transformation is necessary, both for you humans as well as all the spiritual substances which are still bound in the creations and which should strive to ascend. And if you pray for prevention, then you are only motivated by selfish love, because you neither want to forego your earthly life nor your earthly possessions. If, however, your love aims in the right direction so that it belongs to me and your neighbor, then your spirit will also be sufficiently enlightened so that you will be able to realize that the last judgment is an act of love on my part. Then you will recognize the low spiritual level yourselves, and you will know that I must give rise to a change in order to save what can still be saved. I have indeed always referred to this lost end, yet never mentioned a time to you, and even now I will not inform you of the precise time, but you can be assured that my proclamations will soon fulfill themselves, that you will not have much time left until the end of the earth, that you are very close to it. And when you pray, then only pray that many people may still become enlightened, that they may take the path to the cross, so that the hour of the end will not mean their downfall but beatitude for them. Try to explain the commandments of love to all people, try to motivate them into changing their love into unselfish love for their neighbor, and you will truly pray correctly when you pray for help for the people close to you which have not yet gained realization themselves. But do not think that prayer campaigns will be able to determine me and my will not to accomplish my plan of salvation, for it really would not be an act of grace. Instead, my adversary would merely increase the number of his adherents, and even my own would be at risk of being plunged into ruin by him. Believe that my love and wisdom only ever want what is best for my living creations, that even this last judgment is not an act of punishment on my part, but only a judgment of that which has completely left my order. I want to restore the order which was revoked through human will, through my adversary's influence, so that even my living creation's process of return is at risk. My plan of salvation only ever intends to return the fallen beings to me. However, you humans lack the overall view, the correct realization, and neither do you know to what depth the human race has sunk already, and that therefore the point in time has come that its fall will have to be stopped, that the souls will have to be wrest from my adversary again and abandon you, so that one day they will have the opportunity once more to start on the return path to me, which they forfeited in this life on earth, which they failed to make use of and are therefore lost again due to their own fault. But my adversary will not keep them in his control, and that is a plus for the fallen soul already, which has to pass through the creations of the new earth in a dissolved state again. You humans are unaware that I am only ever determined by love, because one day you shall become my own again, and only see the punishing God in me. Yet you have created this punishment yourselves, through your inclination towards matter, which has become your downfall. You have aspired towards this fate yourselves. For matter belongs to my adversary, thus you voluntarily handed yourselves over to his authority, and he will hold on to you until I myself wrest you away again from him, which will happen through your banishment into hard matter, but which, at the same time, will be the start of your ascent from the abyss to the pinnacle again. All this will be said to you time and time again, and therefore prepare yourselves for an end of this earth and do whatever it takes to detach yourselves from the one who wants to ruin you. Come to me and, truly, I will help you to resist him. Then you need not fear the end, which will irrevocably come as I have proclaimed to you. Amen.